What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. It is Thursday. You know what it is. Tennis Thursday, folks. You know, in addition to this podcast, thank you guys for subscribing, downloading this podcast. And for those of you who are new to this show, appreciate you as well for joining the Purple Project Podcast, the K-State. We're all about the latest in K-State sports. We try to cover at least more, just more than basketball and football. Try to cover all the other sports that are not getting any attention. Obviously, right now, obviously baseball just stepped in the limelight as well. So appreciate you guys for tuning in to the podcast. This episode is daily. Focuses specifically on tennis and Jordan Smith's team. Last weekend, first road match of the year in 2022, and they lose to Arizona State 4-2 in that matchup out there last Saturday, or I should say last Sunday, actually, out there in Tempe, Arizona. Head coach Jordan Smith, in a quote, it immediately comes down to not having a complete team effort in our singles matches, Coach Smith said, and quote, half did excellent and the other half needed to step up. Once we learn to get out of our own way, then we will do some great things. Obviously, there has to be some credit given to the Arizona State team and their coaches. They found a way to come back and win, end quote. So I can just read between the headlines right there that there were some good, play, and then there were some, this may be not be the right phrase right now, but not giving a new, you know, what to this for some of them as well. Obviously, when reading this article a little bit and taking some notes out of this a little bit, doubles, Delina Alarova and Anna Turco got a point in their doubles match there, defeated Natasha Hill and Callie Jenikowski from Arizona State 7-5 in that competitive battle. The first doubles win belonged to Karine Marion Job and Maria Leonardis, took down Sonona Gallagher and Gula Morlet 6-1 in that matchup as well. And then, of course, Sun Devils took over in that doubles match of Patricia Speka and Dominika Tervokic were too much for the freshman duo of Fluente Deckers and senior Iona Gregorita, as they lost 6-1. Gregorita came back in a singles match, however, to knock off, I said her name earlier, but we're going to say her last name here, Hill, in two sets here. Natasha Hill, 6-3 and 6-0 in the number six spot as well. Number 68th ranked Job and Morlet from Arizona State. It was Morlet who won that matchup in the number one position, 6-3 and 6-3. Job, meaning Kieran Marion Job there, lost that number one match. And then Ariova almost hung on to win her match, but did not, against Speka, 6-2, 6-1. I dominated in that matchup there in that number five spot right there. Arizona State again won their singles match there. Jenikowski defeated Deckers 6-4, 6-1 in the number four spot there as well. And then Leonardo got overpowered there late. This was the more competitive matchup in the singles matchup. Turk Vokic there, Lenara's lost, fell to her 4-6, 7-6, and 6-3 in number two spot. Senior Rosianna Mafi was leading her singles matchup against Sonona Gallagher there, but lost in three sets as well, 1-6, 7-5, 5-4 in that match. But in that matchup there, the Sun Devils have already clinched at the general match in that as well. The K-State tennis team, next opponent, they will stay on the road to go to Seattle next. Take on Washington this Friday. And that matchup in Seattle, Washington, will begin 2 Central Time. That, if you add that, take away, do some math there, that, I believe, that should be noon Pacific Time there as well. It could be 11. I'm not entirely sure. But Jordan Smith, if you read between the lines, happy, but at the same time, not pleased with the effort there. And it doesn't get any easier to go stay in the Pac-12. right there against Washington. So they're going to look to bounce back, hopefully get their first road win against Washington out there in the Pacific Northwest. That's an update on the tennis women's team here in the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Again, the Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom. We're on Amazon as well. You can tell Alexa to play the Purple Project Podcast. You know, do that right there on the spot. We got history, folks, tomorrow night. First special guest of this Purple Project Podcast, episode 88, folks, the Purple Project Podcast. Cannot wait to. That's already up and ready to rock out. I'll be on the road tomorrow night. That's ready to go for you guys. So definitely, the countdown to episode 100 is well underway. Episode 88 comes out tomorrow night on the weekly edition of the podcast. If you missed out on the latest editions of Triple P Weekly, better catch up now. Again, wherever you get your podcast, K-State Nation. Again, spread the word, the Purple Project Podcast. Spread the word. Tell your fellow K-Staters. If you're a student, alumni, if you're not living in the state of Kansas, please do that. If you're living in Manhattan or other cities, again, please tell your friends, your fellow folks, your fellow K-State fanatics about the Purple Project Podcast. It's going to do it for right now. Eddie Gritter III, appreciate y'all. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.